Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after talks with a Chinese delegation, there is a framework to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok.
Congress last year passed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it got sufficient U.S. ownership. But President Trump has repeatedly extended the deadline for the app's sale set in that law. Another deadline looms on Wednesday. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
U.S. officials say President Trump and China's leader will speak Friday. ABC News has obtained some 911 calls made in the moments after the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Cook last week at Utah Valley University.
The Kirk speaker, you just got shot in the head.
Authorities say suspect Tyler Robinson could be charged in court as soon as tomorrow for Kirk's murder. In Minneapolis, nearly 3 weeks after a mass shooting during Mass at Annunciation Catholic School, ABC station KSDP reports students are expected to return to classes tomorrow. Two children died, 21 others were injured. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey's proposal to reorganize the mayor's office will have to wait another month after the La Crosse Common Council voted to table the vote until October to seek additional public input. The proposal would create a new director of operations role with a salary of up to $188,000, replacing the current communications coordinator position. For the last several months, city officials have also been working on creating a new city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor.
West Nile virus is now found in four western Wisconsin counties, including La Crosse. According to reports from county health departments, the virus has been confirmed in humans in Barron, Rusk, St. Croix, and now La Crosse counties. The virus is spread by mosquitoes to humans and animals. According to health officials, the peak time for West Nile virus is August and September in Wisconsin. Most people, about 80%, do not actually get sick from the virus, but some people do develop mild to severe symptoms that require medical care or even hospitalization. Owners of flood-damaged homes and businesses in southern Wisconsin could see some relief after the federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced Thursday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. It's estimated that over $76 million in damage was done to structures and public infrastructure in southeastern Wisconsin, as well as Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Over 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding last month. It'll be sunny and warm for the next several days in the Cooley region. Today, the high will be right around 85 degrees for most of the area. Tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 80s with heat indexes pushing to 90 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be the hottest day that we'll see during this spell. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Heat indexes could reach the mid-90s. On Monday, temperatures will come back down to the mid-80s. By Tuesday, we could see a return of storm and rain chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken that uncommon mindset as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Mostly sunny skies expected for today. Toasty with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A mild night with lows in the lower 60s. More of the same on Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine. Highs again in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 76.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Ro Khanna, Congressman Ro Khanna, a future president of the United States, in my humble opinion. He's a U.S. congressman from California, 17th District, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, ranking member of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Cyber Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, and a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, and also the co-author, along with Thomas Massie, of this remarkable discharge petition that had Congressman Khanna hugging Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
There went all future ambitions right there in that shot.
I don't think so. I thought it was sweet. We need more reaching across the aisle, frankly. As much as I'm, horrified by the rhetoric that's coming out of the White House and so much of the right now, particularly being, using this the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk as an excuse to clamp down on free speech, but.
I'd be curious on your thoughts, because it seems to me one could have two thoughts at the same time. One, that it was horrific that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. It was particularly horrific that he was assassinated at a university campus discussing ideas. But that secondly, Charlie Kirk's way of practicing politics is not a model to uphold as democratic dialogue. I mean, he also had said things like black women have a less IQ and Indians shouldn't be in the United States. And it feels like there are many people on the left are trying to say that we unequivocally condemn the assassination, but that's different than holding someone up in all their beliefs. And that somehow is being seen as out of bounds by folks on the right who are really trying to weaponize it.
Yeah, the don't speak ill of the dead sort of thing. Only it's, I mean, there's a few people, one of them, George Conway, arguing that they're going to try and turn him into horse vessel. I don't know if, I lived in Germany for a year back in the 80s, and you can't sing the horse vessel song in Germany without getting arrested. Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. He was a Nazi brown shirt who got murdered by a communist early on, and the blood from his blood was on this flag, this banner that Hitler had soldiers come up and touch when they were initiated into the Nazi army. I knew a man who did that, actually, who marched up and touched the banner, horse vessel banner, and that's scary stuff. I mean, if we're moving in that direction, but we'll see. I'm curious if we could talk about the discharge petition.
Sure.
Am I correct in understanding that this would simply be a normal legislative procedure if it gets voted for, and therefore it would go to the Senate, where it will probably die because Republicans won't go along with it?
Well, you're certainly correct on the first part. So we're going to get the 218 signature on September 29th when the person from Rahul Grijalva's seat in Arizona is sworn in. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll find one more Republican before then, but we have the signatures on the 29th. And then 7 days from there, we get a vote in the House of Representatives. I suppose Johnson or the Republicans could try to play some games, but I don't think they will just because too many people in America are dialed in on this. And they'll probably say to Trump, look, we tried everything. We couldn't stop it in the House. Now try to stop it in the Senate. I'll give Schumer credit that he has now taken this up in the Senate, and he's not going to let it die quietly in the night. And there are two Republicans so far, Hawley and Rand Paul, who have shown an interest in supporting it. We need eight more, or probably ten more, given the numbers in the Senate. And I think a lot depends on how big the vote is in the House, because it's one thing for people not to sign the discharge petition. It's another thing altogether for them to vote against the release of the files. So if we can get a big number in the House, which I'm hopeful we will, that will put a whole new level of pressure on the Senate to act.
That'll be interesting. So, but it will have to pass through the Senate, and then it would require the president's signature, wouldn't it?
It would, and technically, I mean, I guess we could override the veto. I'm not sure if we'll get that many votes in the House. But putting that aside, I think that a vote in the House of Representatives from a Republican Congress with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and many Republicans voting on it is just going to raise the political pressure in a way that Trump hasn't faced before. I can't think of a vote where you've had a Republican House take a vote directly opposed to what Donald Trump is doing. Frankly, it usually doesn't happen. I can't think of a time where a Democratic House did that against Joe Biden. So it is a pretty dramatic statement if we get this vote. And I do think it will significantly up the political pressure on Donald Trump to start releasing these files.
Did Nancy Mace chicken out?
No.
Oh, she's still going to sign it, huh?
She's signed it. And, you know, please don't give her any reason to leave. We need Nancy Mace.
Okay, I thought
Lauren Boebert, and we need Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, that for the math to work, we can't lose.
And
that.
Thomas Massie, yeah. Yeah,
and Thomas
there,
Massey,
there you go. So before we pick up calls, anything else on your mind that you wanted to share with people before we start?
I would just say that, you know, the Epstein files is, of course, about standing with survivors and protecting children, but it's about something bigger. And it's about Americans who've lost faith in government, who think that it's rigged, that rich and powerful people have a different sense of justice. One of the things the survivor said is, well, Epstein said he knew politicians and he knew rich people, and there's no accountability. And they're tired of that, and they want accountability. And I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene for the first time. She said there are two Americas, one for the rich and powerful and one for the forgotten Americans. And I said that's like lifting out of FDR. So yeah. There may be an affirmative populism that the Democrats can offer to restore trust in government, but then to offer an affirmative agenda of transformation, recognizing that people have been left out.
Yeah. The last question, you know, we're hearing Trump and now Charlie Kirk's widow and a whole bunch of pundits on the right, Elon Musk over the weekend in England saying that the radical left is coming to kill you and you're going to have to fight or you will die. And maybe I'm missing something. I mean, I was in SDS at MSU back in 1968. And I knew a couple of people who went off into the weather underground. One of them was involved in a bombing. She ended up in prison for a number of years. I did not agree with them. I was not part of their movement. But that, to the best of my knowledge, that's the last time we actually had a radical left in America that had any power at all. I realize there's some crackpots out there, you know, who call for, you know, just, you know, anarchy or bringing down the whole government. But the left is out there saying we should have a national health care system. You shouldn't go broke going to college. In fact, it's an investment in our future. We need to clean up the environment and stop using so many fossil fuels. And I understand that, you know, infuriates the right wing fossil fuel billionaires, you know, you know, just kind of basic, you know, housing should be, you know, a right or something close to it. We need to be subsidizing housing. We should be feeding the hungry. We should be healing the sick. We should be housing the homeless. Basically, you know, Jesus stuff or the stuff that you find in every one of the world's major religions. Why are these guys so hysterical calling those of us who advocate this kind of stuff? What's her name last night? Carrie Lake giving a speech saying it's evil. The left is evil and you don't negotiate with evil, implying you just destroy it or kill it. I mean, what am I missing here?
Well, it's very sad. It's the way Trump rose to power, by demonizing fellow citizens, by appealing to fear, by painting the enemy as within. And I don't think the left should respond in kind. We never have. I mean, the real violence in this nation has been against the left, going back to the violence against Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and so many people who marched on civil rights. And what defines the left is an ability to say, well, we're not going to descend into the cycle of violence. As Emmanuel Cleaver, my colleague says, fighting fire for fire leaves ashes, as only right. someone, an African-American of the civil rights era, could say. And so what we need to do is be tough, fight procedurally with everything, but say, look, there's an alternative way. And that way is to appeal to the bigger sensibility and spirit of the American people, which want healing and want a way forward and don't want us calling each other names and threatening violence. And I really believe that there's a hunger for that out there, and that combined with a strong agenda of people who are in economic pain is, in my view, what will prevail. At least that's my hope.
What have we done or said that would provoke them to call for our death or our imprisonment, or in the case of this new legislation that it's been proposed, to take away our passports? Is it that we think that queer people should be, shouldn't be harassed? They should be able to live their lives like, straight people? Is it that we think that, black and brown people should have the same rights and privileges in our society as white people? I mean, is it that simple? Is it all rooted in white supremacy?
Well, I don't want to paint everyone with a broad brush, but what I'll say is Trump certainly has used it for political advantage. He's basically said, look, the American dream is dead. You're hurting economically. And the problem is all those people. And first, those people were the immigrants. Then those people were trans folks. Then those people were other countries. And now, in fact, unfortunately, you said those people are just the Democratic Party itself. It's the left itself. Right. That is the enemy. And that is what he hopes people will look to blame for their own lives. And the only answer to that is, I suppose we could paint false villains to counter it, but that would be a race to the bottom for this nation. And what I think we need to do is go in with understanding and empathy of people who feel a sense of loss, either a sense of loss economically or a sense of loss culturally, where the America that they knew is changing. Just like it's change for an immigrant, there's change for people in a culture that is different. And we say, look, there's a better way, and here's the better way for your kids to have a shot at the American dream and for us to have a renewed national purpose and join us in that. And by the way, there are a lot of examples of presidents who did that, FDR, John F. Kennedy, Obama, Clinton, even though I didn't agree with his framework, Bernie Sanders, even though he didn't become president, who did that in his campaign. Mamdani, I think, is doing that with a largely yeah. hopeful vision. And so Trump is one anomaly. I mean, it's a cancer of two terms. But there are other alternative models that have proven, it's not Pollyannish, that have proven to move the American spirit. And I believe it will again.
Yeah, I get it. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, 17th District of California, taking your calls for the hour right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's a national town hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, and I believe that's his blue sky handle as well. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and using the code PINK, or texting Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Zipa. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls for the hour. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, I think that we need to go back to Dickens, and that especially, you know, that Frank Hillmead's comment that I hear from that, I hear that, you know, the if man you be in heart not adamant, forbear the wicked can't until you discover just what the surplus is. Well, he's declared the homeless population to be surplus. I mean, that it is just disgusting. I mean, that it goes on, you know, that whole idea that of the girl's ignorant is want and the boy is ignorance, and upon the brow of the boy is written doom. I mean, that the ignorance that is out there, it seems that...
Mark, what's your question?
Well, can we incorporate some of the social idealism that is found in, for example, A Christmas Carol, that we need to provide for society? We need to wipe out why these people are hungry, why they're homeless, because that's what causes the destruction that those two belong to.
Great question. Thank you, Mark.
Well, I'm a Charles Dickens fan as well, and one of the things I think Charles Dickens exposed was two-dimensional aspect to many economic thinkers, that there's a famous character in one of his books who's an economist, and he has all these theories, but he's missing the humanity. He's missing the sense of what this is doing to people's place, to people's families, to people's community. And I feel like for the last 30, 40 years, we've had that kind of deference to the economics profession in the United States, where we just listen to people saying, let markets over all else, cut taxes, deregulate. And we didn't look at what was happening to destroy communities, destroy families, and it's created huge anger. And so to the extent that Dickens is teaching us that we need the humanities and compassion and empathy and spirituality in guiding politics, not just cold-hearted social science, I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, in Christmas Carol, in the end, it was more of an argument for individual philanthropy. I mean, Scrooge was like, "I'll be the rich friendly guy instead of the rich evil guy."
Yeah, well, that's interesting, Tom. You would have a critique of Dickens.
His father was put in a debtor's prison, you know.
Maybe he should have ended Christmas Carol with a wealth tax of Scrooge.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov. That's also his Blue Sky handle. We'll be back on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour with your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. So how many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louise has been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com.
Harvest is right around the corner, and one of the big questions farmers may be asking is what they can expect from the supply and pricing of diesel. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jason Schwanz, the Senior Vice President of Energy Going to Market for CHS, is here to give a look at what farmers can expect. We'll have a look at that right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/line of credit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Now let's listen in to Jason Schwanz with the diesel outlook.
I think I'll kind of start off with the supply side here. Going into the fall, actually the last few weeks we have been running on, in the Midwest, kind of on the lower side of supply. Refinery utilization in the Midwest was down. In the last week, though, here, supplies have actually kind of rebounded a little bit in the Midwest. There's two big main pipelines, quite frankly, the One Oak and the Sunoco pipeline that come up through the Midwest.
Jason Schwanz, the Senior Vice President of Energy going to market for CHS. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Monday. It's a mix today with cash new crop corn down 5 3/4 at 424 1/4 and cash new crop soybeans down 2 1/4 at 1044. December wheat is up 1.5 at 525. Class 3 milk contracts for October are up 11 cents at 1643 a hundredweight, with November contracts up 2 cents at 1623 a hundredweight. And make sure to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Mostly sunny skies expected for today. Toasty with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A mild night with lows in the lower 60s. More of the same on Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine. Highs again in the mid-80s. Right now, 75 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Wait.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. I knew we all have two ages, our actual and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants showed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I'm telling you, I have more energy since I started. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Mr. Khanna. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to frame a question here quickly. I'm a union representative for 24 years for a skilled union that are part of the Teamsters and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers, and we do not want to lose our employer-sponsored health care. It's very important to us. In fact, our Democratic congressman says that she doesn't support us losing our health care, and even Tom Hartman says he would not support a bill that would have us lose our health care. Yet Medicare for All 2025, which you sponsor, would not only have us lose our employer-sponsored health care, which we love, but with no requirement that the employers would give us anything for it. So my question is, are you willing to go back to the drawing board for Medicare 2025 and make something more palatable to middle-class union people that have really good health care they don't want to lose? Or, you know, you want to just stick with this bill and probably lose elections in the battleground stage because you do need skilled unions. So thank you very much.
Tom, thank you for your excellent question. I have always supported a Medicare for All that has a carve-out for union plans, and Teamsters plans certainly would qualify. And the reason is that there are people who have given up salary, who have used that for bargaining to be able to get good health care, and they shouldn't lose that. But I think once you have Medicare for All going forward, and these plans would be grandfathered in, then future unions would be able to negotiate for increases in wages instead of having to negotiate just for basic health care. And one of the reasons health wages have stagnated in this country is so much of the money is going to these health insurance companies, and that unions are just fighting for health care benefits instead of wage increases. So you're absolutely right that we need a carve out and for good union plans. You would not lose that health care under what I'm proposing. We would make sure that going forward, unions could bargain for wage increases. That's my plan. I have co-sponsored, of course, the Pramila Jayapal's bill in the House. It's not perfect. I'll give this feedback, but certainly my plan is one that would have a carve out for unions.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, hey, Congressman. My comment or question will go to messaging. When Brian Kilmeade on September 10th called for the killing of homeless people as a way to get rid of the homeless, I naively thought that on every talk show, Sunday talk show host, on every talk show this Sunday, that somehow the Democratic representatives would bring that into the conversation as a way to warn people just how far down the road of fascism we are. But not a peep from you guys. Just as when George Redis was a disabled American veteran, was disappeared by ICE back in July for a few days. I literally thought that every Democratic representative would be pounding the table about this. I know you don't have the votes to do anything, but political theater can work. And it's not just me. It's people I talk with. Everybody is saying, I mean, you look at these experts on fascism who are literally fleeing the country. And you guys are acting like it's a sure thing that the midterms are going to be, you know, are going to happen with no problems. And you refuse to talk about what I guess my point is, why are you can talk about economics, but you can also wake up people to the real fear of how far down the road of fascism we are. And that ain't happening. I mean, with few exceptions, there should be every Democrat talking about
Let's let him reply, Ed. Thank you.
Well, I certainly agree with you that we need to be talking about their militarizing the streets. We need to be talking about the fact that they're advocating killing of homeless people, violating the basic rights and dignity.
Kilmeade has walked that back, by the way.
Yeah, and faith of people, that they're talking about getting rid of vaccines, dismantling Department of Education, dismantling the USAID, dismantling NIH for just cancer research. I mean, we need to talk about their assault on the government, the assault on their rights. And we also need to talk about how farm closures are up and manufacturing is down and the prices of beef are up and tomatoes are up and people aren't better off. So it's not that they've traded their rights away for some kind of economic security. They're worse off economically, and they're watching the degradation of government and the destruction of rights. But I hear your sense that we need to be more urgent, more passionate, more unified in that message. And I agree with you, and we'll try to continue to do a better job as certainly as the Progressive Caucus leading that charge.
Omar in Herndon, Virginia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Roe Khanna 2028. So Tom's statement is absolutely 100%. Mr. O'Connor, I want to commend you on your work on the Epstein situation, and also demonstrate that you both exposed that a lot of these Republicans are held hostage by these Trump and then these MAGA people. And Green is a perfect example. You know, she's just been held hostage. But my question, my point to you, and I want to really to respond to this, sir, is that unless there's a true progressive on the 2028 ticket, you can count me out. What say you, my congressman? Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. We're going to need everyone in the Democratic tent to be able to defeat J.D. Vance, because I can't even imagine a country which has Trump's continuation, whether it's Don Jr. or whoever he picks. But I think that the best way to do that is for the Democratic Party to offer a clear alternative. That means moral clarity on Gaza, no weapons to Israel, which they're using to kill civilians with, and an end to this awful, brutal war with the release of hostages. That means a Medicare for all. That means a wealth tax on billionaires. That means a child care at $10 a day, a living wage, free public college, and 1,000 trade schools. The Democratic Party's central mission should be to tackle and address the economic divide and economic inequality that is tearing us apart, and to have a moral vision for our nation and the world. I believe that's what will inspire people to be able to win. So I will support whoever, of course, the nominee is. But I am so hopeful that we can find the progressive energy that's animating this party. I fundamentally believe if Bernie Sanders was about a decade younger, maybe 15 years younger, he would win decisively in 2028, and I'd work for him. But we've got to build the next generation of progressives.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We need to use FDR and LBJ as our icons, I think. Mark in South Bend, Indiana, you know, in other words, the party returning to its roots.
Yes.
Mark, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good afternoon, Congressman Khanna. Day before the assassination on September 9th, there was a congressional subcommittee chaired by Eric Burleson, had a committee of six members from the military and from the intelligence security divisions, and it gave the video of a UFO being shot at over Yemen back in last year, 2025. And the Hellcat missile had no effect on the UFO. It kind of veered a little off course and stayed on course and just flew out. And the committee guest said, you know, this was earth-shattering. Yeah. Is there any input from your colleagues? I know you don't sit on that committee. That you'd like to add to that?
Well, I appreciate this. I have been an advocate for full disclosure of what our government knows, what the military knows, and I will continue to make the case for a full disclosure. Your This is one of the most common questions I get. Unfortunately, people, including my own family members, are disappointed that I have no knowledge beyond what they do. But I certainly think that we need full disclosure.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. That video is pretty amazing. Along with the old Navy, you know, the one from a couple of years ago where the Navy pilots were seeing these guys. Amazing stuff. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California's 17th district in the U.S. House, is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
One of the real progressive stars in the Democratic Party. You can find his website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. That's also his news guide. We'll be right. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. You can find it at getnativepath.com/Hartman. And right now, you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, Native Path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. GetNativePath.com/Hartman for that special bundle deal and the top five collagen warnings. So you can read it all at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls. Dom in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Congressman Ro Khanna, you're one of the more level-headed people in Congress. I got to say that in spite of the fact that I don't agree with everything that you do and say, but you're very truthful and upfront about it. I really appreciate your stance on things that, you know, when you believe in something, you just state it. Having said that, what I'd like to say is there's quite a few people online that are celebrating the shooting of Charlie Kirk. And I think this earlier, Tom Hartman said, I don't see anybody doing a negative about dancing around for, you know, the shooting. But he's either misinformed or just doesn't care. That's why.
No, I read Blue Sky instead of X. X is a sewer. There probably are, and they're probably Russian bots.
Everything online is a sewer. Everything online is a sewer. Yeah. You know, that's the problem.
But I'm not seeing everything that on Blue Sky, Dom. But let's let the congressman respond to your question. That's a good question.
Look, are there cases of people who have celebrated it? Absolutely, and they should be condemned. I think Tom's point was that when you look at the people who are elected Democrats, elected to the Congress, elected to the Senate, elected to the governor, all of them have been not just condemned it, have been literally horrified, sickened that this is happening on a university campus, and have been unequivocal in condemnation. But of course, we should condemn people who are celebrating that kind of violence, and we have. But what I think this can't turn into is it was a moment for back and forth. I mean, I was just so disappointed with the president's remarks, where he basically said, "Well, this problem is with the radical left. How about something that starts to bring this country together?" And many on my side have been trying to search for language like that. And on the Republican side, I give sort of Governor Cox credit of Utah. I mean, he's tried to do that. We need more people like that on both sides.
AJ in La Mesa, California, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thanks, Tom. Greetings from the other end of the state, Congressman. This morning, Ari Berman, the voting rights correspondent for Mother Jones, was interviewed on WNYC in New York City, WNYC.org, and you can listen to the podcast should you have the opportunity or one of your staff members, concerning his new article in Mother Jones, Project 2026, Trump's Plan to Rig the Next Election. Sir, what plans have you and your Democratic colleagues to try to prevent this catastrophe of what may very well be the most meaningful midterm election since the Civil War? I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you, sir.
Well, he's already trying to rig it through redistricting. I mean, he's pressuring states to eliminate districts like in Missouri with Emanuel Cleaver's seat and going after seats in the Black South that were created after the 1965 Civil Rights Act, after the 1982 amendment to the Civil Rights Act. And he's taking away seats in Texas. So as we talk, he's doing it. I mean, I know people have this view of, is he going to put troops on the street? And that's a fear. But what he's doing is actually more sinister. He's trying to use the process to redraw the districts so that he has a huge structural advantage to win. And one of the things we're doing is responding in California. That's why this ballot initiative is so important to pass. But we also are taking action in other states to try to counter what Trump's doing. And we're campaigning to prevent this redistricting in states like Indiana and Florida. But that right now is the battle in the House, is the redistricting battle.
Tom in Asbury Park, New Jersey. You're on the air with Congressman Kahn.
Thank you for picking my call. I want to know, since it appears to me that the problem is the Supreme Court, what is Congress doing about reining them in? They are the only ones with the power. I don't want to hear that there's not enough Democrats. I want to know what they're doing. This is serious. It's not a joke. We're losing our democracy. All the small wins they're getting are meaningless because, in the end, the Supreme Court is not on our side. So I want to know what you and the Congress is doing to rein him in. It's time to stop this crap nonsense. Forgive me.
That's okay. Thank you, Tom.
I hear your anger. I hear your frustration. I hear your sincere love of our country and fear of what's happening. And I agree with you. I think the first 6 months were a horrible start for our party because we were basically giving Trump votes. Some of our politicians were celebrating what Trump was doing. They gave him votes on Lake and Raleigh. They gave him votes on his budget. Then he basically took those votes and he dismantled the Department of Education. He dismantled the National Institute of Health. He dismantled the Health and Human Services Secretary and vaccines. He's put the military on our streets. He's deporting people without due process. And now people are waking up and seeing that his agenda is not even his first term agenda. This is an agenda to fundamentally destroy the institutions of government and our rights. And so there can be no complicity with it. And that is the first step. No votes on this budget shutdown, opposition with moral clarity to what he's doing, and mobilization against what he's doing. And that is the only way that we're going to stand up to him.
Congressman, we just have about 35 seconds left. Your thoughts on the coming weeks?
Well, I appreciate the last caller. I mean, we've got to be very clear that we cannot compromise with Donald Trump on this budget debate. We demand the full restoration of Medicaid funding. We demand that he restore agencies. And we point out how he's acting lawlessly and unconstitutionally. The Epstein file release, I do think, is important to show that there is a coalition in this country, a majority coalition that is sick of a government that operates for the rich and powerful. And that then it's for the Democratic Party with people like Bernie and Laurent and a new generation to fill out what a affirmative, hopeful vision is to overcome the cynicism, despair, anger of people who have been shafted for too many decades. And FDR is a good model, Tom. We can close with that. And FDR, I used to argue with Bernie all the time, call yourself an FDR Democrat. That's what you really are. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, there you go. Congressman, thanks so much. It's always great having you on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia continuing to target Ukrainian cities, and Ukraine is targeting Russia's oil. President Trump now calling on NATO countries to add sanctions against Russia, saying the U.S. will also join. ABC's Mary Bruce has details.
He's also demanding NATO members stop buying Russian oil and gas. For weeks, the president has threatened Russia with economic consequences, but never followed through, blowing past his own deadlines.
Authorities in Utah say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. Vice President J.D. Vance today serving as host for Kirk's weekly podcast, calling Kirk a friend. Maureen Comey has filed a lawsuit claiming her firing as U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York was unlawful and unconstitutional. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, called the firing by President Trump and the Justice Department politically motivated. This is ABC News.